or something tragic like this happens. Joe Eaton is with us, program director of FasterSavesLives.org. John Lott, he's the president of the Crime Prevention Research, More Guns, Less Crime, his best-selling book, multiple editions out there. Welcome both of you to the program. Look, John, I mean, every single shooting, this is where the media goes. This is where people on the left go. And it becomes, you know, Groundhog Day all over again. Nothing changes. Nothing gets better. I think there is an answer. If we decide to secure a school, we can do it. And we've got the manpower. We have enough retired military police officers, I'm sure, would love jobs inside of schools. And if you have the proper security measures put in place, I think a lot of this can be prevented, or at the very minimum, if something begins to happen, it could be minimized. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. Look, I'm very frustrated by this. I've been making similar arguments since 1998. And, you know, I listened to the politicians on TV yesterday coming out with different types of proposals like background checks on private transfers. I mean, President Obama, after each of the mass public shootings that he's talked about, that was the one type of legislation he put forward. I just wish during one of his press conferences, somebody would have asked him, Mr. President, can you point to one single mass public shooting that if this law had been in effect, it would have stopped? Because at least any of the attacks during this century wouldn't have been stopped as a result of having that law in effect. You know, you look at some of the other things. I was listening to Senator Nelson from Florida talk about the terror watch list yesterday. Well, you know, one, I think he completely mischaracterized what the debate was between the Republicans and the Democrats. But beyond that, how is that relevant to this? I think there's a simple thing that can be done, and that is allowing people in the schools to be able to go and protect themselves, to get rid of these gun-free zones. The one thing that we see happen virtually every time, over 98% of these mass public shootings have occurred in places where we don't allow general citizens to be able to go and defend themselves.
But I have no problem. I've carried a weapon all of my adult life, so
right.
And I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I just am, and I'm not going to change my mind. And I've looked at your book and the many editions of it, but I actually think the idea that teachers in a classroom are the answer, I'm not so sure. I think it's got to be more systematic than that. I think we now have to say, if we really want to protect schools, these are the security measures that will work. These doors must be closed. People are outside the perimeter of schools. Then you have people on the inside. There's one entering point, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those are basic fundamental things. If we want to secure a White House, obviously, you know, you're going to have a lot more security. But if we want to secure a school, I think we can do it. Retired military, retired police, yeah, they're armed. They can conceal it. It's not like they have to walk around with machine guns or whatever. And I just think everybody will have the peace of mind then that they know that they have a front line of defense right there on the ground.
Look, I mean, I believe that having a few staff or a couple teachers someplace who are unknown to the attacker would dramatically alter the equations that we're talking about in terms of their incentives to go and do the attack.
I'm not against it. All right, Joe. Go ahead.
Right, no, I understood. But what I would say is so much of this discussion is about having kind of uniform guards or armed guards or people that are identified as providing the protection there. If you had somebody who is law enforcement there and he wasn't a teacher and the students realized that he was there in order to do the guarding, that dramatically reduces his effectiveness.
I'm talking about, though, John, a full comprehensive security assessment.
Right.
And a full comprehensive, that would mean, okay, where are the areas of vulnerability? How does somebody that shouldn't be on the property get on the property? That would mean that, you know, kids have, like, for example, I have IDs to get into the buildings that I get into. And that, you know, over time, that very quickly in the course of a year, they're going to know who belongs in that school, who doesn't belong in that school. I can even tell you as a parent, you know, going to school sometimes, I have to sign in. I have to show my license. I mean, and I'm not against it at all. I don't think it's not any different if we really want to stop it. I think there's a solution. Joe, let me bring you into this equation. Do you like any of these ideas? And tell us specifically what you work on.
Well, I can certainly say I agree with just about everything that both you and Mr. Lott have said, and actually with quite a bit even the absurd comments that you ran in the promo. And that's exactly what the Faster Saves Lives program has been doing, is giving schools an option with the realities they deal with today. I think all of us can agree we would love to wake up tomorrow in a world where we don't have to worry about violence impacting our families or our communities, but the reality is every day these school administrators have to wake up wondering if violence is going to be a part of their school that day. And a lot of these schools are realizing that they have the ability to change the outcome of these scenarios. Looking at everything that has happened, our foundation has been providing this training to schools for over 5 years now. We've worked with over 1,300 school staff from 225 different districts across, I think it's 12 states at this point. And what we do is provide them, number one, the ability when this violence occurs in their school is to first stop the killing as soon as possible. And then secondly, start the medical aid as soon as possible. And then when the professionals show up, they actually have live, viable patients they can transfer to them instead of victims that we see in so many of these situations.
To the extent, what about the first step? Is the first step, doesn't it have to be a comprehensive security assessment of every school?
You're exactly right. And what I find is by the time a school staff looks at the option of having firearms as part of their safety plan, either with armed school resource officers or other armed staff in the building, these schools already have layer upon layer upon layer of protection in the schools. And if a threat is internal to their school, such as from one of their students, there's a lot of good they can do with setting up tip lines, with monitoring social media, with having a good relationship.
By the way, that all happened here. Every sign, every bit of evidence that we ever needed, you know, if you quote everybody, I know I'll use the quote, they joked that he'd shoot up the school. Well, wasn't a joke, and it's not a joke. Everybody knew. You know, this kid was thrown out of school. The FBI was told about this kid. He wants to be known as a school shooter. So, in other words, we had the signs, and nobody seemed to follow up is the problem here. But stay right there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Listen, I have in. All right, as we continue, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of this extravaganza. Anyway, Joe Eaton is with us, program director, FasterSavesLives.org is his website. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and also the author of More Guns, Less Crime. And a lot of people here that go, this is outrageous. You went and looked at this on a statistical basis, that those cities, those towns, those countries that have the most severe, the toughest gun control laws, it doesn't work. So then why does everybody always race to a solution that you can prove doesn't work?
Well, I think a lot of what happens is that people, get affected by the news coverage here. They hear about bad things that happen with guns. They rarely hear about the benefits. And so it affects their perceptions about the costs and benefits of people having guns to own. And I think, you know, you look at these mass public shootings, my guess is the entire debate that we have right now would be dramatically different if the media just reported a few things a little bit differently. If they mentioned once in a while that another attack occurred in a place where general citizens were banned from having guns. You know, at some point, they would realize, geez, it seems like almost every time this is happening, you know, 98% of these attacks are occurring in places where people aren't able to go and defend themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big problem. You know, and I always ask everybody, you know, and Joe, this goes back to maybe the program that you're doing here, but, you know, if you're in any administrative building, here's a question that I think is very simple. And God forbid you are in a situation where there's an active shooter. Would you prefer to have trained, retired military that are armed there, trained, retired police that are armed there, at least offering some help, some assistance, some line of defense? And for me, I think, regardless of where you stand on the gun issue, I got to believe the answer would be yes.
You're right, and that's what we see. We can all agree that if there are going to be guns in the schools, they cannot be in the hands of criminals or untrained people, and that's what the Faster Saves Lives program does, is give the school staff who are in the school buildings this training. What we see in every situation is every time one of these events happens, there are certain staff, and they're in every school building in the United States, when a killer comes into that building, they're going to go willingly stand between these murderers and these innocent kids, and they're going to give up their life to buy these kids a few extra seconds of life. As a school and as a community, as a nation, if you have staff that are willing to go stand between these murderers and these kids, we owe it to them to say, you're going there anyway, show up with any tool or any training you're comfortable with so you have some chance of going home to your family at the end of the night. And that's what the Faster Saves Lives program helps schools do. They identify the staff. We train them to a level higher than what we require our law enforcement to be trained to.
Yeah, just to me is common sense. And that is comprehensive security assessments, everybody all hands on deck. And we do have professionals that are. Look at this coach that, you know, was shot and killed protecting his students. Unbelievable. Unbelievable heroism. All right, thank you both for being with us. Appreciate your insight, your input. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll shift gears a little